Begin the current daf and start this by Metziah daf nun. Begin on the third line down for the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. That is, in the previous daf, we began with the Mishnah, continuing on for the remainder of the parak, discussing halachas of oina. Oina is when there's a sale going on, it has to be a fair market value that the object is sold for. If it's over or undercharged by a sixth, that is, let's say the item is worth 24 coins and it's sold for 28, so a sixth of 24 is 4, and here it was overcharged by 4 coins up to 28. That qualifies for the halacha of Eina. Now, what is that qualification? As the Rashi in the Mishnah told us, that Eina is a sixth, which the sale is valid. However, and neither one of them could back out, but the Eina, what was over or undercharged, has to be returned. Now, but let's say if it's less than the sixth, so then that's automatic, that's considered a mechila, and even that's not returned. And if it actually was over or undercharged more than the sixth, so then actually both of them could back out even from the entirety of the sale, even if, let's say, the one who over or undercharged would want to give that back, either one of them could back out. That is the qualification, the three different categories of less than the sixth, which is a mechila, more than the sixth, which that's pitl mekach, the sale is voided, and then these actually exactly a sixth, which is that the sale is valid, however, that over or undercharge is given back to the one that was frauded. So again, and according to Rabbanan, it's defined, as we said, with a sixth. Reb Tarfon said it was based on a third. Additionally, the Mishnah qualified that this halacha of being able to back out, of having that sixth, when it's over or undercharged by a sixth, that money is given back to the frauded party, how much time do you have? So the Mishnah said, "Ad kedeshi ro l'tago elikrei," the amount of time that the one who bought would have to be able to show to a merchant or to his relative what he bought. And they says, what are you, crazy? You overpaid by a sixth. He says, really? I didn't realize. So that's when he could go ahead and get his money back that he was frauded. That's the amount of time that you get. Now, on that, the Gemara continues and says, Ibailu, the following question. The Mishnah is qualifying the halacha of the sixth. That money you could get back in that time frame. So now the Gemara will ask two questions related to one of the cases of the Mishnah, which is actually what's called this sugya on this daf called Tagari Lud, which are the merchant of Lud, which was mentioned in Reb Tarfon's opinion, that when he then hired the margin of the price range from a sixth to a third, they were happy, and they went to Reb Tarfon's opinion then, when he went then and he widened the time frame that the person could back out, more than just showing the relatives, but up until the entire day, then they went back to the opinion of the Rabbanan, which is that the margin is a sixth and not all the way up till a third. Now, so the Gemara will bring in that there, what happened there with Takari Lord regarding these two questions that the Gemara asked, both for less than a sixth and more than a sixth. So Ibai Lord did the following question. Pachis mishtus l'Rabbanan. Again, according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, that their line is sixth, unlike Reb Tarfon who says it's the third, so less than the sixth according to the Rabbanan. The question is, as we define from Rashi, there it's going to be a mechila. It's not that you get your money back that you were frauded, because it's less than a sixth. Let's say it was overcharged by two coins instead of four coins. But la'alter have a mechila, is it automatically that it's considered forgiven? And even if you would want to back out and get his money back right away, it would be too late because the sale is done? Or do we say that there is a certain time frame, even if it was overcharged only by one or two coins, that if it's within time that it would show a merchant and a relative, that time span didn't pass yet, then he would be able to go back and get that money that he was overcharged, even though it's less than ishtos. So on that, the Gemara says, v'imtim tzolayim, and if you're going to say, b'chdei shiyaru l'tago o l'kraivoy, that it is within, you have a certain time frame of showing it to a merchant or to a relative. In other words, what the Gemara is coming to say is, most definitely you have to say that the mechila, that this pardoning of the overcharge, if it's less than a sixth, is automatic. Why? Because if you would say that you have that time frame of that you could show it to a merchant or to a relative and then you'd be able to back out, so then says the Gemara, ma'ika bin shtus l'pochas mishtus. Then what's the difference between when it's less than a sixth or a sixth? If in the Mishnah we already said that the aloha of a sixth, that you could go ahead and get your money back, what you were frauded, is by a sixth up until the time it takes to show it to a relative or to a friend. So if you're saying that by less than a sixth is the same halacha that you have Kadesh Yara L'Tag or L'Kraibe, then what exactly is the difference between those two halachas? And essentially they're the same. Why does the Mishnah differentiate and say it only in the sixth? And that thing where it says, no, that's not a proof. Because there would still be a difference. even if we would say that for less than the shtos, it's not an automatic mechila, and you do have the amount of time kedishiyar latagra lekribit, because the ilu shtos, because whereas by when it's exactly a sixth. So that the Mishnah tells us later on, Dafnan Aleph Amid Aleph, that regarding the one that was frauded, Yode El Al Yoinah, he has the upper hand. What does that mean? Ratza Chayzer, if he wants, he could back out of the entirety of the sale. Ratza Kaino, if he wants, he could have that the kinyan should have happened, the meaning that the sale is valid. Umach Zaynah, but then what was frauded goes back. V'ilu Pachis Mishtos, but in contrast, when it's less than a sixth, if, let's say we're saying, that he could back out within the time frame of showing it to a merchant or to a relative, but he cannot back out from the entirety of the sale. Whereas by a sixth he could, but by less than a sixth, we could say that yes, it wouldn't be automatic the mechila, and you would have the same time frame like a sixth, but kano umach zayna. But it would have to be that it is a sale, but he would only get back his zayna. So the Gemara says, Maisa, what is halacha? Is this mechila that we say it is by less than a sixth? Is that miyad? Is that right away? Or do you have even the same time frame of kedishar letagra lekarayvai, that if, let's say, within the time frame you come back and you say, wait a second, you overcharged me by a coin or two, that you could get that, what was frauded a little bit more, a little bit less, that you could get that back? And or do you say that, no, it's automatic? So says the Gemara, Tashima. Let's come in here from the halacha of our Mishnah, which we mentioned before, of Tagari Lod, of the merchants of Lod. Again, as we said, that the Rabbanan said that up until a sixth, that you can overcharge or undercharge, but a sixth already, then you would have to give back what was frauded. And more than a sixth, so that's what's called Bitl Mekach, so then anyone could go ahead, either party could void the entirety of the sale. Now, Reb Tarfin had said, he extended it, he said that the sellers could even have up until a third. The halacha of Eino will only be if it's a third of the product. So the merchants of Lod were very happy because here they had a larger margin of overpricing, which they were very good at. But then Reb Tarfin said to them, oh, but I just want you to know that this, that they, if they back out, they have a certain time frame, it's the entire day. So then the merchant said, wait a second, we prefer the opinion, as the Mishnah said, Chazal Dibbe Chacham, they went back to the opinion of the Chacham, because you, although, as the Gemara is going to discuss, you definitely made the margin much better for us, but the time frame of backing out, the according to the Chum, it's only a short amount of time, which is that to show a friend or to a merchant. Here you gave them the whole entire day. It's not worth it for us. Your opinion, they went back to the opinion of the Chacham. Says the Gemara, Savrua, the Rabbanan of the Beis Medrash, who wanted to resolve the Gemara's question from the Mishnah, they held, and they assumed, Pachis Mishlish L'Reb Tarfin, the halacha of when it's less than a third of overcharging, according to Reb Tarfin, that it's not oina, rather it's kepaches mishtus l'rabban dami, meaning that it seems, sounds like that the sixth that the Rabbanan gave, which Reb Tarfin said it's a third, just like the Rabbanan, less than a sixth is considered mechila, so too, according to Reb Tarfin, less than a third is going to be considered a mechila. So therefore, they said as follows, Iyamit b'shleima, if you say paches mishtus l'rabbanan, that less than a third, less than a sixth, according to Rabbanan, is mechila, bechdeshiyara letagra elikraivai, the amount of time that you show it to the merchant or to the relative, meaning that there is, it's not automatic, it's within that time frame, ulrib tarfin, and therefore, according to Reb Tarfin, with his mechila, which is less than a third, is kol hayayim, is a whole entire day, in other words, from when, if it's overcharged from a pruta up until a third, he, although originally they thought, okay, that he's a much better deal because it's not just a sixth, he could charge till a third, but ultimately he said that the backing out is the entire day. So, mishum hachi chazru. So, therefore, it makes sense why they ultimately retracted from going the kriptar. They went back to the pinyar abana. The reason being is because, as we explained originally, they were very happy with Reptarfin's opinion. Because if they're overcharging by a sixth or more than a sixth up until a third, according to Rabbanan, so then the buyer could back out totally with the amount of time that it takes to show to a merchant or to his friend. And therefore, the sale will be voided. The guy would not have made a sale at all. Now, on that, Reb Tarfin made it better because according to Reb Tarfin, if it's less than a third, so it's a mechila. And therefore, it's a kinyan. And it's just that if, let's say, the guy backs out, he'll have to give him back defrauded. But the sale is going to be a sale, just like less than a sixth according to Rabbanon, even if we say that you have time to back out up until Yara Letagra. But as we said, less than a sixth is never going to be like a sixth according to Rabbanon. The sale is going to go through. You just might get the Aino money back. So according to Rabbi Tav would be the same thing. Less than a third, the sale is automatically going to go through. It's just that he'll have a certain time frame to go ahead and get his money and get what was frauded back. So therefore, originally they were very happy with that, because now that halacha of automatically being a sale will be up until a third. Now, but then when he told them that, I just want you to know, but the time frame that he has to back out is not just Kedesh Yara Latagra like the Chacham said, but it's actually the whole entire day. So then they said, oh, you're causing us a major loss now. Because when it's less than a sixth or even a sixth, where according to Rabbanan, that's a mechila, it's going to be totally forgiven, the guy's not going to get anything back. When it's Bechdei Sheyara, he now extended that time frame the whole entire day. And they're going to have to give back what they overcharged from the whole entire day. Now, as Rashi points out, although that according to Rabbanan, when it's a sixth or more than a sixth, then the buyer could totally back out from the whole entire sale, whereas according to Reb Shimon, what we're saying over here is that it's going to be automatically a sale up until a third, and you're only going to have to give back the Aina. But that's what Rashi explains, that the sellers of Lud preferred that it should be a total backing out of the sale, but it only that the guy could back out up until Kedesh Yara Letagar. Because if he's not going to come back, it's going to be a total mechila for less than a sixth. Then to take Reb Tarfon's opinion of having it be a sale, but have to give back what they overcharge, where the time frame is the whole entire day. That's way too much time, and everyone's going to realize by that amount of time, and they're going to end up losing out. So therefore, that makes sense why ultimately they retracted, that they backed out of Reb Tarfon's opinion. If you say that the time frame of backing out of being chayzer is even less than the sixth, which again the contra tafen would be the same, but less than the third would be kedesh yara letagar or to his karf. But in that the Gemara says, but if you say pachis mishtos rabbanon, when it's less than the sixth according to Rabbanon, which was the question that we had, la'al tav mechilo, then automatically it's pardoned. The guy loses his opportunity right away after the sale is done to get his what he was frauded, if it's less than the sixth, the money back. Now, as the Gemara continues, Amid Beis, Ulrib Tarfin Nami, as the Gemara is assuming, and therefore, according to Rib Tarfin, would be the same corollary, that when it's less than a third, La Alta have Mechila, automatically it's going to be Mechila. So now the Gemara asks, Amai Chazru. So why did they ultimately back out of Rib Tarfin's opinion to go back to Rabban? But Rib Tarfin Nichlu Tvei. The opinion of Rib Tarfin is more ideal for them. Because, Demai Drabbanan, Kamashtu Luhu Aino, because what according to Rabbanan is considered Aino of being price fraud, L'Rab Tarfin Havi Mechila. According to Rab Tarfin, meaning more than a sixth, up until a third, according to Rab Tarfin, is Mechila. And it's automatic. Now, this thing that the Rab Tarfin said, that you have the whole entire day that they could back out, that is only from a third and on. So, as Rashi points out, the merchants of Lud will be careful not to overcharge a third, which is a large sum of overcharging. And anything lower than that will automatically be mechila right away. So why did the Tagari Lord back out of the opinion of Reb Tarfin to the Rabbanan? Must be, says the Gemara, and that's the proof from Tagari Lord, that the mechila of Pachis Mishtos, and hence of Reb Tarfin of Pachis Mishlish, is not la'alter. You still have time frames. So therefore we said, as the Gemara on the first option pointed out, that it makes sense, there's not that much that they're gaining from Reb Tarfin, and it's better the opinion of the Rabbanim because of the time frame differential. That's worse off than what they're gaining from Reb Tarfin. But if you said that it was Miyad, then you'd be gaining much more because they could overcharge up until a third, and right away the sale goes through, even if the guy realized 10 seconds later it's already done. And then they for sure would not have backed out of Reb Tarfin. And that answers the Gemara, no Raya. Whereas the Gemara had said that was what the assumption was, and the Gemara is saying, Loi, no. Do you think that less than a third according to Reb Tarfin is the same as less than a sixth of the Rabbanan? Mishtus v'ad shlish Reb Tarfin, from a sixth up until a third according to Reb Tarfin, is going to be considered Oino, Kishtus atzmo l'Rabban Dami, will have the same halacha as a sixth according to the Rabbanan. Meaning, just like the Rabban, there's less than a sixth, and more than a sixth. According to Rabbi Tarfon, although he disagrees with a sixth, what's a na, that he holds is a third, but that doesn't mean from a sixth up until a third is like less than a sixth according to Rabbanan. No. From a sixth up until a third is like a sixth itself. And therefore, Rabbi Tarfon's not really disagreeing on the Chachamim, it's only regarding the halacha of bitl mekach, which is like the Chachamim say more than a sixth, it could be totally voided the sale. So on that point, when it's more than a sixth up until a third, Rabbi Tarfon considers it as a no. A no is that the one who was frauded has the upper hand and can choose to totally void the sale, or just to get what was frauded back. But whereas the contra abundant, that both of them could back out. So therefore, there is no real difference between Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabban, says the Gemara. Even if you want to say that it will be an automatic mechila, but you don't gain what we had thought. So of course they would Rabbi Tarfon. More than a sixth till up until a third, which is double the amount that the seller could fraud the buyer, and it's going to be automatic. So for sure they wouldn't have backed out Rabbi Tarfon. Says the Gemara, no, because more than a sixth up until a third is not going to be considered as a mechila at all. According to Rib Tarfon, it will have the halacha of oino, like a sixth of the Rabbanan. It's just regarding when it's more than a sixth, Rabbanan say, we call it bitl mekach, that it could be totally voided. Whereas according to Rib Tarfon, it cannot be totally voided. It's in the halacha of oino, where the one who is frauded has the upper hand, but it's not an automatic mechila. And that the Gemara continues and says, ihachi, but if that's the case, that the only thing Rib Tarfon is really disagreeing with Rabbanan is on what's called bitl nekach, which again, the Kontra Rabban is the third category, the highest category of fraud, which is more than a sixth, where the Rabban say that now either party could back out from the totality of the sale. And Rabbi Tarfon disagrees. He says, no, more than a sixth is not considered bitl nekach. It's considered like in the middle category of shtus, which is that the one who is frauded can choose to just get his overcharged money back, or he could choose to totally void the sale. But it's not in the category of bitl nekach. That's only when it's going to be more than a third. So on that, as the Gemara, if that's the case, so why, as the Mishnah told us, originally when Reb Tarfon said his halacha, they rejoiced, and they went to follow like Reb Tarfon, and then only later when he extended the time period of the buyer backing out, up until the whole night, then they said, oh, forget it, Reb Tarfon, not interested, they went back to Rabban. Why originally did they rejoice? As the Gemara explains, Tifshait, so we should resolve from the fact that they originally rejoiced, the following question, which is posed later on this Amid, the bitl mekach l'rabbanan, that regarding the halacha of when it's overcharged more than a sixth, which is the halacha of that the wholesale could be voided according to Rabbanan, which the question was, that they could back out, is that forever? Or is that also halacha, even more than a sixth, only b'chdei sheyara, that it's only the amount of time that you have to show to a relative or to a merchant? We should resolve from this, the way we're explaining the machlikas Reb Tarfon Rabbanan now, that from the fact that they rejoiced, that according to Rabbanan, lo'ilam chayzer, that he could always back out if it was overcharged more than a sixth. Why? The kivin de amalahu Reb Tarfon havayano, because since Reb Tarfon told them that it's going to be oino, in other words, according to Rabbanan, more than a sixth is bitl mekach, totally voided. Reb Tarfon said, then no, it's not a bitl mekach. It's going to be like what the Rabbanu call a shtus. Even more than a shtus, more than a sixth, up until a third, will be like the halachas that Rabbanu call a shtus, which is only oina. Now, again, and the Takari Lord originally thought, before they heard the later clarification from Reb Tarfon, that halacha of oina would only be b'chdei sheyara, just like the Rabban say, that he only has the time to back out till he shows his relative or his friend. So they rejoiced. Because they were like, okay, great, this is like, he's extending the halacha of oino, and not to take it to bitl mekach, meaning the sale could possibly go through, and he'll just get his frauded money back, and that's only the b'chdei sheyara. So they rejoiced. Now, ki amaluhu kol hayoyim, but then when he later told them that, I just want you to know that actually he could back out the whole entire day, so chazur. So then they went back to the pin rabbanan. The reason for that is because, first of all, that the difference between, and this is actually, the Gemara will change on this point, at least in the Gemara's later question. But at this point, the Gemara assumes that the difference between being able to back out forever or the amount of backing out the entire day is a very small amount. Because the entire day is a large amount of time for a guy to figure that this was a lemon, this wasn't a good deal, and to be able to back out. So that they don't get that much more from the halacha of backing out forever or from the small amount of time. So Tavrin wasn't really giving them anything more. Moreover, the case of overcharging more than the sixth is not so common. So that they gain from Reb Tarfon from over a sixth till a third is not so great. And moreover is that they're actually losing in the case of the sixth itself. Because according to Rabbanon, the buyer could only back out B'chdei Shiara. And according to Reb Tarfon, he's giving them the whole entire day. So it's like, Reb Tarfon, we're not gaining from you. And they went back to opinion of the Rabbanon. So says the Gemara, from the way we're explaining this case of Reb Tarfon and Rabbanon, we should prove, which is going to be the Gemara's next question, that the according to Rabbanon, the Bittul Mekach is forever. Because the Isa Gedaitach, the Bittul Mekach, the Rabban. Because if you would assume to say that the case of more than a sixth, the case of what we call voiding the whole entire sale, according to Rabbanon, would be just like the Allah Habayna, that Bechdei Shiyar Latago Elikroivai, that the guy, let's say the buyer, could only back out the amount of time that it takes to show to a merchant or to his relative, and therefore, there really is no difference between a Na and Bittul Mekach. The only difference is that by a Na, when it's what we call the sixth, that it was frauded. That one who was frauded has Yadei El Yaina, he's the one that has the upper hand. He could choose to void the whole sale or just to get his frauded money back, but keep the sale going. Whereas by Bittul Mekach, both of them could back out. So then the question is that when your Tarfon went and made the more than six, what we call Bittul Mekach, into a Na, so that wasn't any great favor for them. But my Samchu, so for what did they rejoice? What did they really gain with Reb Tarfon if you say that according to Rabbanon, the halacha of Bittul Mekach is only Bechdei Shiyara Latago Elikraivi? So therefore says the Gemara must be, to resolve the Gemara's later question, that the halacha of Bittul Mekach is La'ilam L'Rabbanon, and therefore originally they thought, okay, we're gaining with the halacha of Reb Tarfon, that's why they originally were happy. But if you say it's Bechdei Shiyara Latago Elikraivi, so what were they so happy about with Reb Tarfon's halacha? So that answers the Gemara, Samchu b'shtus atzma. What they originally were happy about was for the halacha of exactly a sixth itself. To the Reb Tarfon mechila, where according to Reb Tarfon, that's what the Gemara is being mechadish now, that according to Reb Tarfon, that is actually going to be considered a pardoned, it's going to actually be considered forgiven, ul'rabban ayna. And according to Rabbanan, it's still going to be in the category of ayna. In other words, because this that we said, that according to Reb Tarfon, from a sixth up until a third, is like like the halacha of shtus itself according to Rabbanan, which was the Gemara's previous answer, that was only from more than a sixth till a third, but not a sixth itself, because actually a sixth itself, Reb Tarfon considers like less than a sixth, so it was regarding a sixth itself, that's what they were happy about originally, again, but then when they realized that he qualified it for the whole entire day, that's when they weren't happy with it and went back to the opinion of the Rabbanan. So again, therefore the Gemara did not resolve the original question, and neither did it resolve what's going to be the next Gemara's question. Which takes us to the next Gemara's question. Ibailu, the following question. Bittul Mekach L'Rabban. This halacha of Bittul Mekach. The first question the Gemara had was regarding less than a sixth, qualifying that halacha. Regarding is there Bechdei Shiyar L'Tagar or L'Kroivay or not? Is that an automatic Mechila or not? And the Gemara attempted to prove that from the halacha of Tagar Lud. Now the Gemara asks a question regarding the next, meaning the third category, that of more than a sixth, what we call Bittul Mekach, which the sale could be totally voided. According to Rabbanan, la'olam chayzer, is that something, meaning these are opposite extreme, the question. Less than a sixth, we've said, is that automatic mechila? Or does he have time to get his money back up until Yair L'Tagal Ekraivay? And here, the question is the opposite extreme. Regarding more than a sixth, where that's definitely being thwarted in a big way, so is that la'olam chayzer? Could he always back out and void the sale? Or there is also, here is more of a limitation, in the other case it was actually more of an expansion of the ability, here would be more of a limitation. This that we said regarding halach of shtus, we have the question in both these two cases, is it an allowance for less than a sixth, or here in the other way, more than a sixth, is that a limitation, is that you can only back out the amount of time it takes to show to a merchant or to a relative. Says the Gemara, Vim tim tzalei man, if you're going to say, Bichdei shiar letago elikraiva, in other words, if you're going to say that it's obvious that the one who was frauded more than a sixth could always back out. Because if you're going to say it's only according to the amount of time that you could show it to a relative or a merchant, so then the question is, then what's the difference between the halacha of a sixth or more than a sixth? They're both the same thing. There, that the person could back out only the time it takes to show to a tagor or a karav. On that says Gemara, no, ikad, there would be a difference. Because the ilushtos, because whereas when it's exactly a sixth, mishenes anachayzer, the one who was frauded, he could back out. But when it was the fraud was more than a sixth, shneim chayzen, both of them could back out. So therefore, when we say that, but when that both of them are bechdei sheyara, which is the Gemara's question, there still would be a difference between the two of them. Because, again, the by a sixth would only be the one that was nesana, but more than a sixth, both of them could back out. So my, what's the halacha? Is it limited to bechdei sheyara letager or lekart raivai? Or when it's more than a sixth, what we call betel mekach, would could you back out forever? So it says the Gemara Toshima, come in here, it's being a raya from the halacha of our Mishnah. Again, going back to this case of Tagari Lud. The Mishnah said, the Chazal Dibre Chachamim, that these merchants from Lud, although originally they were happy with what Reb Tarfon said, they ultimately retracted and went back to the opinion of the Chacham. Says the Gemara, if you say that the halacha of more than a sixth according to Rabbanan is limited, is the only amount of time that you could show it to a relative or to a merchant, Ulur Tafan Kalayim, and ultimately what happened, why they backed out of Tafan's opinion was because he said that they could back out the whole entire day. So that's why they ended up backing out of his opinion. In other words, because originally, when Reb Tarfon went and made more than the sixth, not Bitl Mekach like Drabanan, he made it better for the merchants and said, no, it's only like Oino, where according to Drabanan it's Bitl Mekach. Now, and moreover, originally they didn't know. And that's why they were excited at that point. They didn't know that he extended, however, the time that they could back out the buyers. So they were very happy regarding the halacha of the sixth itself, as we said before, where, according to Reb Tarfon, would be an automatic mechila. Now, then later on, when he told to them, but I just want you to know that actually he could back out the whole entire day, then they retracted from following like Reb Tarfon, because now he was more stringent for them in the case when it's more than a sixth. And he actually made it worse for them, more than what he gained for them regarding the sixth itself. So although regarding the sixth itself, when it's exactly a sixth, according to Reb Tarfon it's a mechila, and according to Rabban it's a no. However, it's a greater loss regarding the cases of when it's more than a sixth. Because when it's more than a sixth, according to Rabban, okay, it could be bitl nekach, but they only have a small amount of time frame. You, Reb Tarfon, you're extending it all the entire day, it's way too much of a loss. So that would make sense if the halacha of bitl mekach l'rabbanan is bechdeisheir l'tagar l'kreiber. But eli i'amrit bitl mekach l'rabban lo'ilim chayze. But if you say that the halacha of more than a sixth, according to Rabbanan, that the entirety of the sale could be voided, is forever, so amai chazu, then why did they retract? Why did they back out of following Reb Tarfon's opinion? Actually, says the Gemara, but Reb Tarfon nichlu tfei. The opinion of Reb Tarfon then is actually more preferable for them. The Kamash Vilahu Aino Kalayim the Sulai, because actually what he's doing is he's making what's more than a sixth, which is Aina, only the entire day, and not more than that. In other words, although that for the sixth itself, he makes it, as Rashi explains the Gemara at this point, he makes it Aina like the Rabbanan, because although that the Gemara had said that why were they originally have like Reb Tarfon was for the sixth itself, says Rashi, actually that was what's called Shenuya Dechika. It's actually a contrived answer to just explain, so why were they originally happy? But truth is that actually the halacha of a sixth, according to Reb Tarfon, is just like Drabbanan. It is going to be considered Aina. The question just was, so why were they originally happy? So the Gemara said that, okay, because to explain that, we have to say that the sixth itself was actually going to be Mechila, like less than a sixth, and not like a sixth itself of Aina. But now, says Rashi, what the Gemara is asking right now is, now that you're telling me that actually the original Simcha was for a different reason, not for the sixth itself, was because of the halacha of Bitl Mekach, what we call more than a sixth, where according to Rabbanan, there, it's very bad for the sellers. More than a sixth according to Rabbanan, the buyer could back out forever, Lailam. Whereas according to Reb Tarfon, they thought, originally, that it's only b'chdei sheyara, the amount of time it takes to show to a tagger, which is like the halacha of Aino according to Rabbanan. So they were very happy, not because of the case of the sixth, but because of that it makes it much better that it's not forever like the Rabbanan. Now, later on, when Reb Tarfon said to them that the guy could back out the whole entire day, says the Gemara's question, as Rashi explains, it should still be a simcha for them. Because according to the Rabbanan, the buyer could back out forever. Whereas according to Reb Tarfon, you're right, it's not as small time frame as they originally thought, he said. It's the entire day, but it's still not more than that. And this is where the Gemara changes on this point, where originally the Gemara, as Rashi explains, felt there was no big difference between the whole day or forever. Now the Gemara is saying that it is such a difference. And therefore, Reb Tarfon is still more preferable. And if, regarding the halacha of the sixth itself, where contra Rabbanan, that it's not forever, that's on Mechdei Shiara, where the contra Reb Tarfon is actually worse, because he says it's Kol Hayayim, and that says Rashi, which explains the Gemara's question, Reb Tarfon is still much better than the Rabbanan, in regards to the case of when it's more than the sixth, where that is only for the whole entire day, where Kondra Bun, the guy could back out forever, more than just the fact that he makes it worse for them in the case of exactly a sixth. Because they can be careful not to make it and charge it exactly a sixth, where they'll make it a little bit less, where if it's a little bit less than a sixth, it's going to be Mechila. So to the exact case of a sixth is not so common. Either do it less than a sixth, where it's going to be automatically mechila. And if it's more than a sixth, they're actually gaining according to Reb Tarfon, because according to Reb Tarfon, more than a sixth up until the third is going to be aina, which is only that the person can back out the entire day, where according to Rabbanan, it's bitl mekach, and more than that bitl mekach could then be voided forever. So that's the Gemara's question. If you say that according to Rabbanan, the bitl mekach, and that's why the Gemara wants to resolve and say the bitl mekach of more than six is also limited to kedei chesher letagar or lekar because it was forever. Then why would they have backed out from following like Reb Tarfon? That says the Gemara bitl mekach lo yishchiach, that the case of more than a sixth of the voiding of the sale is not so common, and therefore it's not such a big mila. It's not. Wouldn't have been so great for the sellers for something that's not so common to have gained in the case of more than a sixth. And so therefore, even when it does happen, and it is going to be more than a sixth, but still, Reb Tarfon is also not so great for them because he gave them the whole entire day to back out. And this is where the Gemara is going back to the point that originally held, not like the way the Gemara had just asked it. Most people, when they back out, the entire day is more than enough time that they don't need forever to have realized that this is not so great and to back out. And therefore, we're back to the point that the fact that Reb Tarfon makes it worse for the sellers in the case of exactly a sixth, because according to Rabban, exactly a sixth, the shtus, is only kedeshiyer or latagar or lakar, which is not such a long time, and Reb Tarfon takes it the whole entire day, that is much worse for the tagarim, and that is why they backed out from following like Reb Tarfon, the go to Rabban, and therefore the Gemara did not answer either one of these questions regarding the case of less than the shtus. Is that mechila right away, or is it b'chdesher l'tago l'kar? And so, too, regarding more than the sixth, if that's going to be forever, or only limited to b'chdesher l'kar or l'tago, where again, in the sixth itself, that's what the Mishnah told us, that is b'chdesher l'tago l'kar. The question then was, does that apply so too by less than the sixth and more than the sixth? So Amar Rabbi says, Hilchas of the halacha is, and he paskins now regarding these different categories, he says, b'chis mishtos, when it's overcharged less than the sixth, so nikna mekach. So then the sale goes through right away, and it's an automatic mechila. There's no backing out. Yosar ashtos, when it's more than a sixth. So that's bitl mekach, that voids the sale. Both of them can back out. And shtos, when it's exactly a sixth. So then it's kana, meaning none of them could back out. It is going to be a sale. Umachzorina, but what was frauded has to be given back, which. What Rashi points out is that Rava does not hold of the halacha that we mentioned before of the Mishnah later on that says Yodei Alol Yoino, that the one who is frauded exactly a sixth has the upper hand, because Rava holds like Reb Nosson that we're going to bring shortly in the Brisa, because the halacha is that we pass on like Reb Nosson, who was a judge, and as the Gemara mentions later on, the Kofid Zayin Amud Beis, and it was mentioned by Baba Kama that he's Nachas L'Umka Dedina. He went down to the depth of judgment, and therefore Rava followed like Reb Nosson, and therefore exactly a sixth, The one who is frauded does not have the upper hand. He can't back out of it totally, but he gets back what was frauded. That money he gets back. Continues Rava Vizeh Vizeh, and both regarding the case of Aino, which is exactly a sixth, and Bitl Mekach, which is more than a sixth, is, and this is where we're answering the questions that we said, Abechdei Shiyar Letago Elekroivai. So again, he said for less than a sixth, it goes through right away, so it does not have the opportunity of Bechdei Shiyar Letago Elekarav. And regarding the other question that we had of more than a sixth, he says that it is limited, Bechdei Shiyar Letago Elekroivai, just like the locha of a sixth. You don't have that you could be Chayzer Le'olam. So the Gemara says, Tanik Ava Seder Rava, we have a brisa that says, like Rava, again, this opinion of Reb Nosson. Aina pachis mishtus nikne mekach, when it's fraud less than a sixth, so then the sale goes through. Yes al shtus batl mekach, when it's more than a sixth, then the sale is voided. Shtus, when it's a sixth, kanu machsoinov de Reb Nosson. That's like we said, Reb Nosson doesn't say yoda el yoino, the one who was frauded. When it's exactly a sixth, the sale does go through, but the money that was frauded goes back to him. Whereas Reb Yehuda Nosi, I mean, he says, which is like that Mishnah later on, yad moicher alal yoino. The hand of the seller, he has the upper hand, whereas Rashi points out, meaning if the seller was frauded, he undersold it. And the same thing would apply if the consumer was frauded, that it would be yad lekech al yoina, as the Gemara says later on the Nanalev, what was left out in the Mishnah was taught here in the Brisa. So, what does it mean that he has the upper hand? So, as we said, Reitza oimer loy ten le mikri. If he wants to, he could tell him, give me my object back, I'm voiding the whole sale. Or he could say, ten le masha nesani, give me back what I was frauded, what I undersold it for. And v'zeh, both the case of Aino, exactly a six, and Bitl Mekach, more than a six, is as we said, b'chdei shiar l'tag l'krev, is the amount of time that it takes to show to a relative or to a karv. So that was this part of the Gemara from the sugya of Tagari Lut. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of a Mishnah that said, admasim mutl hachz, as we mentioned regarding the six itself, how much time does he have to get back that the six that he was frauded for to get back that money? So the Mishnah says, "Kadesh Yer L'Tag," the amount of time that it takes to show to a merchant or to his relative. And they go, "You paid that?" He's like, "Yeah. Don't you realize that the price is this?" He said, "I didn't realize." He goes back. If it's within that time frame, then he could get it back. But more than that, he can't get his money back. So Amar Rav Nachman, he qualifies. He says, "Lo Yishanu." We didn't learn that it's limited to Bechdesh Yara, Elo Loikeach, only regarding the consumer when he was overcharged. And he has the purchased product in his hand, he could show it to his friends. He says, see this new watch I got? So there you're limited to showing it to other people. Aval Meichab, regarding the seller that doesn't have it anymore in his hand to show people, you saw what I had sold to that guy, he doesn't have anything to show. So he's not going to recognize that he was frauded until he gets another talus that looks just like the first one that he sold for that price. So therefore, says Nachman lo'olam chayzer, the seller could always back out, unless if in the interim, the price of talises went up. But until he gets another talis, that same thing, he's not going to know. And therefore, he has an opportunity to always back out. The halacha of only a kedeshi ar l'tagra or l'karv is because the consumer is the one that has it, so he could show it. And more than that is obviously a mechila. So as the Gemara name Masayele, let's say that our Mishnah supports this qualification of Rav Nachman. Because the Mishnah said, as we quoted this before, Chazal Deva Chacham, the Tagari Lod, they backed out from following Reb Tarfon, they thought who was better, and they went back when they realized Reb Tarfon, his addendum to that halacha was much worse, they went back to the Pinna Chacham. Says the Gemara, Iyam B'Shleima Meichel O'Elam Chayze, if you say like Rav Nachman, that a seller could always back out. So as we continue to talk about Nanalef and Manalef, Mishamachi Chazu, so that is why the Tagari Lod backed out, because since they are sellers, they didn't gain anything with the expanded time frame that Reb Tarfon gave of backing out when you were frauded more than the Rabbanan. Where the Rabbanan gave you only up until Kedesh Yar L'Tagor L'Karm, Reb Tarfon extended it up until Kalayim. To the contrary, they didn't gain anything by that. If anything, they're losing, because well, who is the extension for? Only for the consumer. For the seller, even the Rabbanan hold that they could always back out. So that makes sense why they backed out of Reb Tarfon when they gave the extended period. But if you entertain the knowledge of Nachman, that a seller is just like the consumer, that just like the consumer has a short time frame when they're frauded to back out, so too when the seller is frauded, when he undersold it, he only has a limited time frame. So my nafkaluhu mine. So what's the difference? In other words, why did they back out of Reb Tarfon? According to them, they also gained by the extension of time of backing out. It's just like the Rabbanu made this takana for the lekeach to have an extended time of backing out. So too they gain that they have the extended time. If they make a mistake, then they can back out. So Reb Tarfon is a double-edged sword. So they actually gain more also with Reb Tarfon. Why would they have backed out? Obviously, you see like Reb Nachman that they didn't gain anything. Actually, the extension of time is much worse for them. Only the buyer gains because the seller could always back out. Unless there's a Gemara, no, it's not a raya. It's not common for the merchants of Lod, they're professional, they're masters at the art of overcharging, they know how to make every penny they can make off their product. And therefore, even if you would say Nalik Rav Nachman, that the limitation of backing out according to Rabbanan is only a Kedesh Yar L'Tagar or L'Karav, and Reb Tarfon extended that for them, they didn't gain anything because we don't make mistakes. We know how to overcharge, and big time. Undercharging is not so common. And therefore, they didn't gain, even if that was giving them more time, and that's why it's not a right to Rav Nachman, even if we said that the seller is also limited by Kedesh Yar L'Tagar or L'Karav. And the Gemara actually brings a story related to this halacha of Rav Nachman, that Ushpezichni de Rami Bar Chama, the host of Rami Bar Chama, Zavin Chamer Bata, had sold wine, and he made a mistake to his own fault. He undersold it. So Ashkechid Hava Atzav, so Rami Bar Chama saw that his host was depressed, was sad. So Amalei, he said to him, why are you so sad? Amalei said, Zvini Chamer Bata, I sold wine, and I made a mistake. I botched. I had all this wine, and I actually undersold. So Amalei, so he said to him, Zil Hadabach, so go ahead and retract from the sale. So Amalei, so he said to him, Hashahi li yoysi mechdi she'ara l'tagar l'karevi. But I messed up. I really delayed the amount of time that I could show it to a merchant or to a relative. And the fact that when there's fraud, you only have that limitation, and I'm already past that time frame. So Shadri l'kamei de Rav Nachman. So he sent him in front of Rav Nachman and said, go ask a shayla, go to Rav Nachman and ask him what the halacha is. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said to him, no, you're mistaken. It's not as bad as you think. As we quoted his halacha before, he only said that limitation by the consumer. But the seller could always back out. You can go ahead, and the fact that you're frauded, you can go ahead and get it back. As the Gemara explains, my time, what's the reason? By a consumer, he has the product in his hand. So wherever he goes, he shows people, you see what I bought? And they'll tell him, if he made a mistake or he didn't make a mistake. And therefore, once it already passed that time, people would have already told him. And if he didn't come back, it's obviously it was Meichel. So therefore, you only had that amount of time. But the seller who is not holding the product, he actually sold it off already, doesn't have anything to show people. Until he actually has that same product like that which he sold. And only then will he know if he made a mistake or not. And therefore, he has forever to back out, and because we don't know when he'll come by with such a product. And therefore, he told him, go ahead, you can go ahead and back out. That limitation is not limited for you. It's only limitation for the lekeach, again, as we said from the halacha of Rav Nachman.